Hello, Workday Playdate peeps. Welcome to Workday Playdate Snacks. I'm Erin Thiel, and this little bite of boldness is your permission slip to lead loudly, even if your volume is on low. Now, today's snack is for the quiet thinkers, the deep feelers, and the low-key rock stars who want to lead with confidence without changing who they are. So grab your oatmeal latte on your desk or your granola and let's play. So here's the deal, the cold hard truth. Corporate culture often rewards the loudest voice in the room. And I know this because I'm loud. Okay, you've realized this. You've probably had to adjust your volume settings on this show one too many times. But if you're the person who needs a minute to think, if you're the person who prefers one-on-ones over big group brainstorms, and you love to recharge in quiet spaces, you might have felt invisible in leadership spaces. Let me say this. You are not alone, my friend, and you are definitely not out of the running to lead. So, how do you show up as a leader without faking extroversion? All right. And we're talking all about introverted leadership on this show. And I realize it is interesting coming from an extroverted leader. But I'll tell you why we're talking about this here in just a minute. But you know, I like to give you an improv hack that is going to help you, an outside-of-the-box improv hack that is going to help you lead without faking extroversion. And it is called the power pause. Now, it's a move that we rarely talk about in improv, but it is gold for introverted leaders. So the next time you're in a meeting and you have an idea, here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to rush to blurt it out. I want you to take a deliberate pause. Let the room settle. Then drop your insight with intention. See what I did there? The pause creates the gravitas, if you will, and it actually draws people in. And when you start to do power pauses in moments where people are hanging on to every word that you say, and they're waiting for that content to come out that's going to change their life, oh my gosh, it is so powerful. In improv, silence is a tool. It builds tension on the stage. It signals thoughtfulness, and it gives the next line power. You can use this same tool to make your leadership presence felt without having to shout. The power pause, my peeps. So let me say this. If today's snack is hitting home, I want you to wait till you hear what is cooking on Wednesday. We are talking on episode 291. All about introversion. And it's called Introvert to Bold Leader, How Small Risks Turn into Big Wins Without Burning Out. And it's with my partner in crime, Christy Vaughn, our Senior Director of Talent here at Improve It. She is sharing her journey from quiet to confident and how improv helped her make bold moves that didn't require a personality transplant. Now, today's snack is brought to you by Improve It, where we turn humans into leaders using the power of play. This is the company I founded. If you're new here, welcome. And today's episode is sponsored by one of our newest offerings, the Introverted Leader, the keynote and the movement reminding you that quiet is a strength, not a shortcoming. So let's just talk about this keynote here for a minute, because let's say you're planning an offsite, a conference, or you want to just shake things up with a big group, and I'm talking like 100 plus people, then listen up, my peeps. In this keynote, the Introverted Leader, it's a high energy, hour-long keynote that's going to get your team out of their comfort zones and into their confidence. With our amazing Senior Director of Talent here at Improve It, Christy Vaughn. She's an improviser, comedian, and certified introvert. We're going to prove that improv isn't just for the loudest people in the room. She's going to show your team how to tap into hidden strengths, embody a super character when they need it most, and balance extroversion without the burnout. If you want your people walking away inspired, laughing, and a little bit braver, this is it. hit us up at learntoimproveit.com and put in the subject the introverted leader and tell them I sent you. That's learntoimproveit.com. Back to today's show. So I know now you know the power pause. You've got your hack for the week. You're tuning in Wednesday to listen to the full episode. Got some affirmations and some journal prompts for you here to guide us through this week. We're doing this snack here on a Monday. Hopefully this will help you lead with confidence. Here's your first affirmation. You could say these with me, or you could just think them in your head if that feels better. Number one, I lead with calm confidence. I lead with calm confidence. My voice matters, even when it's soft. Number two, my voice matters even when it's soft. Number three, I don't have to be loud to be powerful. Number three, I don't have to be loud to be powerful. Number four, I am the pause that makes people listen. Number four, I am the pause that makes people listen. I love those affirmations. Write them down. Put them on a sticky note where you can see them. If one sticks out to you, keep it with you as you go throughout your day. And then here are your journal prompts to use this week. Number one, what's one leadership moment I've held back from recently and why? What is one leadership moment I have held back from recently and why? Number two, how could I use a power pause this week to create presence? See what I did there? How could I use a power pause this week to create presence? And number three, what does bold leadership look like for someone like me? What does bold leadership look like for someone like me? And number four, what energy do I want to bring into my next meeting, my next call, or conversation? What energy do I want to bring into my next meeting, next call, or conversation? That is it, my peeps. That is your snack, my sweet silent storms. I want you to remember that bold does not always shout. Sometimes it just raises an eyebrow and the room listens. So let's all do this. Let's take a collective deep breath. Let's pause on purpose and go lead your own way. I am seeing you so hard over here. I see you. I'm cheering for you. I want you to remember, my peeps, that every workday is a playdate waiting to happen. I will see you back here on Wednesday. I am so proud of you.